with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Opinion polls continue to show a dead heat in the presidential race with under 2 weeks to go. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With the race for the White House coming down to the wire, battleground states remain the focus of both campaigns. The former president held a large rally in Georgia last night, while the vice president answered questions in a televised town hall in Pennsylvania. Today, Harris is campaigning in Georgia. Trump is holding a rally in Arizona. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, there's been an attempt to crash a state's election website.
Georgia election officials acted quickly earlier this month to thwart an attempt to flood the state's absentee voter portal in an apparent effort to crash the site. That's according to the Secretary of State's office. The attack was limited to that part of the state's website, which voters use to request an absentee ballot. An official at the agency said users may have experienced a brief slowdown, but the site was never crashed and no data was compromised. He said it wasn't clear where the attack originated, and there's been no public indication that similar systems in any other state were subject to the same kind of attack. The Georgia Secretary of State's office told federal authorities about the attack. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Deadly food poisoning outbreaks tied to McDonald's and Boar's Head may have left Americans wondering whether there are new risks in the U.S. food supply. Experts who track food safety say improvements are needed, but the situation is not getting worse. Federal officials say the U.S. food supply remains one of the safest in the world. Consumers worried about avoiding infection can take steps at home to reduce their own risk, but experts also suggest people ask restaurants to make food safety a top priority. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 140 points, the Nasdaq rose 138. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world is getting worse.
It's the same old story in a new survey released by Aid to the Church in Need. The report looks at 18 countries and it finds that attacks on Christians and general oppression is on the rise everywhere, though the worst persecution by radical Muslims is now to be found in Africa, not the Middle East. The report also indicates that violations of religious freedom by dictatorial regimes, such as the one in China, have also become more intense. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews around the world begin celebrating Simchat Torah at sundown tonight. Customarily, the event is one of the joyous days of the Jewish calendar, highlighted by exuberant dancing around the Torah. And Jewish leaders say the joy will be felt, despite the fact that Jews are celebrating in the shadow of last year's Hamas attack on Israel and the following surge in anti-Semitism around the world. Simchat Torah marks the conclusion of the annual cycle of public Torah hearings. The Texas Senate race between Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Democrat Representative Colin Allred is neck and neck, according to a new poll. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
A poll from the Hill and Emerson College shows Cruz leading Allred 48% to 47%, with less than 2 weeks before Election Day. The survey is the closest margin between the two in recent weeks, with the University of Texas poll from earlier this month showing Cruz with a 7-point lead and the New York Times Siena College poll showing Cruz with a 4-point lead over Allred. The poll released Wednesday also shows Trump leading Harris in the Lone Star State, 53% to 46%, as the presidential race focuses on battlegrounds such as Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. While the Cruz-Allred contest is expected to be the tightest race for a Republican-held Senate seat this year, the closest races are expected to be for seats held by Democrats. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.